Welcome to the Kicking It With Ray podcast. I'm your host, Rainice, and I'm here to discuss all things reality TV from a black and brown perspective. From dating and marriage to competitions and everyday pop culture, I'll be diving into it all. Thanks so much for tuning in. All right. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Kicking It with Ray. I'm your host, Renice. And today I have a very special guest, the beautiful Marlena Wesch we have here. We spoke to her from the Black Roses podcast a few times. We did a Kicking It room with you on Clubhouse and then a podcast. You are a longtime friend, and I just absolutely love talking to you every single time. Welcome to my solo venture.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. I'm super excited to be here.
Yes. So I wanted to talk to you because, as fans will know, you just recently got engaged. Yay! Instant applause here. Oh my gosh. Listen, I love a love story. That is why I fell in love with this franchise, as stupid as it can be. Love. And so I'm so happy that you found your love. Can you tell us how you and Tommy met? Walk us through the very beginning, day one.
Oh my gosh, it was literally like yesterday, because it was literally like yesterday. I met him on Bumble. So we were on a dating app. I was actually on a dating app seriously looking for somebody. I had been dating, just really kind of like serial dating, right? And just dating like a lot of people. And now I'm at a point, and I think the last time we talked about like a lot of my toxic situations that I had been in. And I've gotten to a point where I'm able to literally realize whether or not this person is for me or not within like the first week. So I don't waste time. And I'll be 33 next month. So for me, I'm like, okay, I'm ready to settle down, and I'm financially stable. You know, I own my property, and I am really just kind of looking for my person to really kind of live the rest of my life with. And so that's what I was on Bumble. I know dating apps are just so conflicting, right? You have your Tinder, where everyone hears about Tinder just being like people wanting something fast and something easy and something fun, right? And you have your Bumble and your Hinge, which are more a little bit slower. I feel like the guys, they're a little more serious than your Tinder guys. So for me, I thought Bumble was like it was between Bumble and Hinge that were like my sweet spot. So I was on both of those.
Yeah. And I haven't been on Tinder since college, I think.
Oh, like, yeah.
No. It is just a hookup app. Like, there's no point.
It literally 100% hookup, or you know what? I really want a drink tonight, or like a free dinner tonight.
I'm
like,
broke. I need 100%.
Terrible. So I was on Bumble, and I ended up matching with him. And it's so funny because these dating apps, like, you swipe so fast, and you just like match based on like the one photo. And then when you realize you match with someone, you go back to what you even liked. You're like, who even is this, right? Yeah. I went back and looked at his photos, and I was like, he had two photos. And I'm like, why did I even match with this guy? Like, this guy's not even attractive.
Exactly.
And
that's so funny. Because, so listen, Chelsea Vaughn from Matt James' season, she just made two different parts of like dating app etiquette, basically.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because me, my sisters, my Spelman sisters, everybody, we have been talking about this so often lately, because I just got back on the apps myself. I'm newly single. I was like, these things drive me fucking crazy. And one of them is like, you have two pictures, nothing, you didn't film anything. Yeah. That would have been a swipe left for me. So he got lucky.
Really. So I ended up, we matched, and you know, on Bumble, I believe the girl is the one that has to initiate the conversation. So I remember saying, hey, and like literally just basic, hey, how are you today? You
know, this is so doomed. Everything about this was like
the basic. I had zero expectations for this guy. I'm like, okay, like whatever. Like, hey, how are you? And he said, hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing today? Like, you know, very okay, nice, all right, good conversation. And then as we're just kind of getting deeper into the conversation, I realized there's a lot of grammatical errors in his text. And I'm just like, oh my, for me, complete red flag, turn off, right? Like, what the heck is wrong with you? Like, did you not go to school?
like, what? What
Did you
level did you go to?
know like elementary school, like basic how to say hello and spell it correctly? He's gonna kill me after listening to this, by the way. And so I'm like looking at like his text, and I'm getting completely turned off. And because for me, it's just important for you to be able to speak coherently as well as text, right?
Yes.
A complete sentence.
And to care about how you come off at all time. Like, yeah.
Right. Because I could just imagine him in person, like, y'all, what's good? And I'm like, no, and like, sir, come on, no, not with it. And so I was like, you know what, Marlena, in order for you to actually find someone, you're going to actually have to give people chances that you probably would never give people a chance. Like, you probably would never give those people chances, right? And so I end up saying, okay, like whatever, you know, he seems like a really nice guy though. And so we ended up getting off the app, and he said to text him on WhatsApp. And for me, that's another, I'm like, on WhatsApp? Like, what do
Are
you
you a
mean?
scammer?
You
What is happening?
like, what is WhatsApp? Right. But then also I need to also come on, Marlena, you live in Miami. Like, this is where everyone is only on WhatsApp in Miami. So for me, I'm like,
Oh,
okay.
really? Interesting. I
Oh
didn't know.
yes. Yeah. A lot of people are on WhatsApp in Miami,
Okay.
because there are a lot of, you know, foreigners in Miami, right?
True, true.
And so we go on WhatsApp and we're messaging back and forth. He ends up asking me how's my day. You know, long story short, he asked me if I want to go on a date. I'm not ready yet, so I ended up just saying, hey, you know, now's not a good time. You know, it doesn't work out for me. We had been planning for, I will say, almost 2 weeks. He had been trying to get me on a date, and I just had been, no, I'm okay. I'm okay. Until one day, I was like, man, I really want a drink tonight, and I just kind of don't want to pay for it.
I love it.
I had hit him up, and I'm like, hey, how are you doing today? And he responded quick. He's like, I'm good. How are you? And I was like, you know, I was thinking, you know, we should definitely go out for a drink, whatever. And he was like, yeah, sure, that works. You know, what time works for you? He told me he was at the mall. He was picking up some shoes, but he could be available at X amount of time, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, let's fast forward, cut the chase. We ended up actually meeting. And, you know, my lazy self, I live downtown Miami, right? So my condo is in the heart of downtown. I don't need a car. I don't have to drive anywhere. So I needed him to meet me, right? I wasn't going to go anywhere. And
Oh.
so I mentioned a place. I'm like, let's just meet here. It was literally behind my condo. I
Yeah.
was like, let's just meet here. This is like a perfect bar. He's just like, okay, cool. He's like, that's about, you know, 5 minutes from me. I'm going to take my scooter. Scooter.
Oh,
Like,
Jesus Christ.
I'm like so shallow. And I think maybe just me living in Miami has made me such a shallow person. And I'm just like, he kept on going like lower and lower on my like
Yeah.
pendulum. I'm just sitting here like, you're just a no, but I want to go get this drink, right? You got a scooter. You're taking a scooter here? What? And so he gets there. I haven't even left my house yet, right? It's literally behind my condo. I haven't even left.
Oh,
I'm waiting for him to tell me he got there so I
yeah.
can actually go down. And so he ends up saying, he sends me a picture and he said, I guess it's closed. And I'm like, wait a minute, it's closed? Like, what? It's like, what? It's Wednesday. What do you mean it's closed? He sends me a picture and it's closed. So,
But
like, I'll be right
permanently closed or just like
there.
has
It was just closed. It was just closed that day. I have no idea why it was closed that day.
it
And so I end up going downstairs and I said, hey, I'll be right there. I'm pulling up now.
Just got out the
And so I go down there and I'm like, where are you? I don't see you. And he's like, I'm around the corner. And I'm like, okay, I'm coming. And I bump into him and I'm like, Tomaso? And he's just like, hello, Lena. Or, I'm sorry, that's an English accent. He did not sound like that. In his Italian accent, he said,
Yeah.
hello. And I'm like, oh. And like the first thought, I'm like, okay, he's actually kind of cute. Okay, all right. And so I'm talking to him and I'm like, where are, he never told me he was Italian. So
Yeah.
I'm like, where are you from? And he's like, oh, I'm from Italy. And I'm like the country, like Italy.
Right. Is there a city in America named Italy?
Country. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. What brings, like, why are you here? He's like, oh yeah, I came here. You like, you know, I'm working. Like, and this is the same conversation that you have with literally a majority of people in Miami, right? I'm here working. I have my own business or whatever. He didn't tell me he had his own business, but he told me he was working. And I'm like, okay, cool. What do you do? And he was like, oh yeah, I'm a server. And so I'm like, okay, all right. And he's like, yeah, I make really good money, you know. And but honestly, you do, servers in Miami do make good money,
Oh, for
right? Like,
sure.
there
For
are some
sure.
people that make like six figures as a server. So I'm not even gonna knock
That
serving. I
doesn't,
used to
especially if
be
you're on
a
South
server.
Beach.
Oh my, yeah, and that's exactly where he worked.
I can imagine.
So he had his little scooter. He had his little scooter. He's like pushing it, and I'm like, oh, this is cute.
Like
This is
he
your car. This
owned
is your
his
scooter.
own scooter. It wasn't like a rental one.
Yes. He's like, you, so you own this? And I was like, yeah, this is my scooter. I'm like, oh, this is cute. Okay. And he said, you know, where do you want to go? And I'm like, well, we can just go to the mall. You know, Brickell City Center is over here. We can just go over here and just grab a drink at the sushi spot. And so we went up there. This man never looked at me in my eyes. Never, never gave me eye contact the entire time he was talking to me. He was not looking at me.
Where was he
So I'm like,
looking?
okay. Yeah, I'm like, he's just like looking like away, and like he would look straight, so he just wouldn't look at me. And I'm like, okay, he's not interested, which is fine. It was just, you know, sometimes you have those connections where it's just not a connection at all, and you go about your way. But this is cool. I said, I'll get my little drink. He's cute. He's a looker, so I could just keep staring at him. He is cute. And so we go up to the sushi spot, and I remember ordering a drink. He orders a drink, and then we just start talking. Still not looking at me while he's talking to me though. So I'm just like looking, I start looking behind me. I'm like, is there something like behind me or what's going on? And he's just like, oh, nothing. And he doesn't even notice that he's not looking at me or making eye contact. So he's telling me about, you know, he was in this relationship for 7 years. And I say, okay, never mind. I said, I'm gonna take my drink and I'm gonna go. And I'm like, so when did you guys, I'm like, when did you guys finish up? And he was like, oh, like, you know, 6 months ago. And I said, oh, well, I'm going to head out after this next drink and I'll talk to you later. And
Fresh,
I had
that's
to tell him,
fresh.
I'm like, yes. And I was like, so what are you on this? Like, what are you on the app for? Why are you on the app? And he's like, yeah, you know, I'm just like looking to meet people and hang out. And I'm like, hang out? Oh my God, this guy keeps getting worse and worse. And then no. And I said, well, you know, the fact that I was like, I'm actually looking for a serious, committed relationship. I said, I'm looking for my husband. So, you know, I don't want to be rude or anything. I said, but you know, I don't really think that that's you. You know, I said, I don't
No
really want
offense, no offense.
no offense. And I said, I don't really want to start anything with someone that has just gotten out of a fresh relationship. And I was like, you know what, how, I mean, I'm curious, like what, after 7 years, like what happens, what, like what, how,
Well,
right? Because
how old is he?
he's 30, so he's younger than me.
Okay, cougar.
He's 30.
Love
I
it, love it.
am a cougar. And so he ends up saying that, you know, one day, you know, she just woke up one day and just like, you know what, I'm kind of bored with this.
So she
And
got bored with it.
she did. But I mean, I guess for me, it makes sense because 7 years, no ring. I probably, and I think the board was not like a mentality, but not really how she felt in the relationship, right, with him. I think it was more so like, what the hell are we doing?
Where's this
Like, because
going?
I would 100% feel the same exact way after 7 years. Like, okay, are we going to be
Two
like
years.
this forever? Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I agree. Yeah, 2 years. You're right. I feel the same exact way. But then also, I have to remember every time I kind of think about this story, I'm not Italian, right? I am. This is our the American culture and people getting married after 6 months, 1 year, you know, a year and a half. That's how it is here. There, the average relationship's like 5 to 6 years, right? Like they're not like it like we are here. So. Of course, first meeting him, I'm like, oh, hell no, 7 years, you crazy, right? But not really knowing his culture and not really knowing the background and the Italian background. So I was like, okay, so what happened after that? And he said, when she told me that, I was like, okay. And I bought a ticket to America. And I'm like, bought a ticket to America. I was like, damn, okay. And he was like, and she was like, if you go to America, we're really done. And he went to America. So I was like, oh, okay. So to me, I'm like, okay, now I'm intrigued because that to me kind of confirms that you're like really done done. But like, how are you done done after 7 years? You know, like you have absolutely no feelings remaining. And he's just like, no, when he's like, I love people that love me. And when people are done with me, I'm done with them. And I was like, okay. He's starting like, and then so I got done drinking my drink, and I'm already thinking like this guy's not into me because he's not really paying, like not really giving me eye contact. The waiter came back and was like, "Hey, do you guys want another one?" Usually, if you're not interested in somebody, you'd be like, "No, I'll take the check. We're ready to go." He ends up looking at me and saying, "Do you want another drink?" And I'm like, "Oh, actually kind of like me. Okay, so I'm not gonna say no to another drink. I'm not saying no to a drink. Okay." So I'm like, sure. Okay, let's do it. So I get another drink, and oh my gosh, Renice, we're literally there the entire night. After that second drink, we were talking the entire night. The waiter, we literally had a different waiter because the waiter had got cut and was just waiting on us to leave. So someone ended up taking our table and was like saying, "Hey, so and so's gone for the night. I'm gonna be your server. Is there anything else I can get for you?" And I'm like, damn, okay, cool. So then we're looking, and I'm the type of person, I'm very mindful of people's time. I start noticing everyone's gone and we're the only ones there, right? And for him, that's literally how they do it in Italy. They do not leave until they're done. For me, I'm just so mindful because I used to be a server and I remember getting cut and being like, I'm waiting for this last table to leave.
You're like aggressively wiping the tables next to them, looking at them like, come on,
Literally.
bro.
I'm just like, I think they're closing. Like, we should go. And he's just like, why? The lights aren't off. And I'm like, people are still here. This is their job. This is what they have to do. And I'm like, yeah, no, that's not how it works around here. Like, it's time to go. We gotta go. They're ready to go. Like, I don't want to be that person. And so he ends up saying, okay, all right. But I also wasn't ready to go, right? I wasn't ready to leave. And so I'm just like, okay, now it's a Wednesday, right? It's like 11 o'clock at night. I just met this guy. Like, I don't want to. I'm like, okay, then what can we do, right? That's not insinuating that I want to do anything freaky on the first date, you know? So I'm, I can't really do much. And so he ends up walking me to my house. And I end up saying, oh my, I had such an amazing time. And I remember blushing and being like, I'm not ready to leave. Like, do you want to come up for a drink? And
I love
because
it.
I have a like bar in my house, and he looks at me and he says, "Are you sure?" And I'm like, "Oh God, I don't want to do anything. I'm not trying to do nothing on the first day. Lord, please give me the strength. Lord, have mercy." And so we end up coming back to my house where we grab a drink, and I had this huge balcony, and I remember bringing out my Beats pill, right? And we're listening to music and we're dancing on my balcony and we're drinking lychee martinis. And I literally am having the time of my life. I have all these pictures of our first date and I had the time of my life. And this is gonna be fun. This is funny. And so I remember it's now like 2 o'clock in the morning. I look at him. I have to go to work. It's Wednesday. I gotta go to work tomorrow. Okay. And I end up looking at him and I say, do you want to sleep over?
Marlena.
He's like, what? And I said, I want you to sleep over. And I said, but I don't want you to touch me. I said, I want to make that very clear that this is not that. I just want your company. And I said, I don't want to do anything with you. I just want your company. That's it. And he looks at me and he says, okay. So he sleeps with me. We do absolutely nothing. He was so respectful. We cuddled. And I remember the next morning waking up and going to work and literally telling myself, this is my husband.
Oh,
It's my husband.
I love it.
And that
That
was the first
That's an amazing first date. Like, that is like levels. And like, this started off so terribly.
It did. I had zero expectations, like zero. I'm like, okay, this guy's terrible. This guy sucks.
Yes. And you know what? That is like the way that I have gone into dating again, like especially 2024, is like take away all of your rules. You're like, because I'm a grammar Nazi as well. And so there are definitely times where like I'm not gonna let that go. Like I used to date this, I dated a guy where he every time I would walk into the office, he would compliment me and he would always, when I would say thank you, he would spell your welcome with the wrong your. And after the fifth time, I was
Oh,
just like, I just can't, I can't, I can't, I can't. So, so things like that, I'm not gonna let go. But you know, I feel like there are some mistakes that you can kind of get past. And I've been trying to just be more open and not be so rigid.
critical, critical, right? Yeah. Wait.
And like you went through so many things that like would have been
Yes.
terrible, but it ends up
Yes.
that like he's just not American. He probably
Yeah.
joked it, and like he honestly, a friend probably put him on it. Now
No,
that you know, like,
that's exactly what happened.
yeah.
His friend literally said, "You should go on this dating app. It's called Bumble." And he's just like, "What is Bumble? They don't have Bumble. I don't think they have Bumble in Italy. They have
They
Tinder
do.
because
They do
everything's
have
Tinder
Bumble.
there."
So I
Oh, they
know they have
do.
Bumble there because listen, you know, I'm a flight attendant, and so I
I'm
have
like, oh,
gone to Rome.
yes.
I've gone to Rome and Milan, and what happens is your app automatically picks up wherever you are.
Oh,
And
got
so then
it.
I'll
But
get back to,
it's
yes.
not used like it is here.
Oh yeah, it might not be used as
Yeah.
much. But like when I got back to America and logged back in, I had all these like I get, especially in Paris.
Matches.
Big.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, what the hell? I don't, it was a lot, but yeah. Listen,
No, yeah.
Italian men, for the listeners, Italian men love black women. And I've known this for years. So I lived in Germany growing up, and my mom and I went on a ski trip to Italy. When I tell you, the men were all over her, and I was just like, what the
And they worship the ground you walk on. They
Yes.
love you. They care
Yes.
for you. And I'm just like,
Oh.
my man gets here next Friday. I can't wait to see
Yes.
him.
And can't wait, can he cook? Because hold on.
I'm not gonna put him on blast because he gonna be listening to this. But I do the cooking in the house and the cleaning.
Well, you know what? We love a traditional woman. But you still got to get them Italian recipes for sauce and things,
Yes,
baby.
he does cook good breakfast. He does make good
Okay.
breakfast and he makes
Okay.
breakfast. I love him for breakfast.
Okay. I went to Milan for my 35th birthday, and
Nice.
we went to this Italian restaurant where the chef was like, "You tell me what you like, I'll make you whatever you want." I
Ooh.
said, "Marry me."
I love
What are we
it.
talking about? Italian food is my absolute favorite. So
Yes.
this is like, I'm so happy for y'all. I hope your wedding is in Italy. I hope I'm
Thank you.
invited
Of
because I
course
just
it is. Of course it's gonna
yes.
be
What
in Italy.
part of Italy is he from?
So he's from Florence,
Okay.
Italy. Born, raised, loves it there. I mean, he loves Miami too, though. So, but yes, Florence.
So he was in Miami. Was he there for work or did he just like
Girl, he was on vacation. And he lied talking about something here for work. Sir, you are a server. I mean, that's no disrespect to serving, but you did not fly from Italy to be a server in Miami. Like, come on.
that didn't happen.
It did not. So he was on vacation, literally
Okay.
just on vacation, and
Okay.
he was on the app trying to find, he was trying to find a good time. That's what he was trying to do, let's be honest, right?
Yeah.
And so he ended up swiping on me, and he was like, oh wow, she's cute. And then he tells me, he's like, but you weren't that cute in your photos, but you were cute in real life.
Your beauty just didn't translate on the photos. In real life, you probably glow, and that laugh and the smile, you're just so, you know, effervescent. So
Thank you.
yes, that's so adorable. Oh my God, I just love that. So you have been in Italy for the last 4 months then?
Yes.
Wow. How does that work? I don't really understand visas and
Yeah.
things. Don't judge me. I know I'm a flight attendant, but
No, you're good. You don't
yeah,
need to. I mean,
my company does all that for me. So like, I don't know.
you're good. I wish I could do that, right? So essentially the visa, I didn't have a visa for Italy because as an American citizen, I'm able to be there for 90 days.
Okay.
So I left in August, like mid-August, and the goal was to spend Christmas and New Year's. And of course, that's after more than 90 days.
Right.
So then I had to figure out where the hell is that gonna go for 45 days. And then be able to come back and finish up my 90 days. So you're only able to be there 90 days within a 180 day period.
Okay.
So got there in August. And so this is Italy's part of the Schengen. I'm probably saying that wrong. Don't kill me, anybody.
Don't
The
judge
Schengen,
us. We're trying.
area, it's like one of 27 countries that made this pact that basically said once you're in here, you can fly to any of these other countries and you don't need a passport.
Okay.
So when we get into Italy, I can fly to Paris, or I can fly to France, I can fly to Greece, I can fly to Croatia, to so many different countries, and I don't really need to show my passport, just some ID, right? They don't stamp my passport.
Okay.
And so I had to find a country to go to where I could essentially like hide out for 45 days because there's no point in going back to the United States paying what $1,000 just to come back for Christmas and paying, you know, it made no sense for me. So I wanted, once you're in Europe, you know, you can literally travel everywhere for like $50. So
Literally.
I ended up choosing a non-Schengen country, which happened to be Romania. So I
Okay.
was in Romania for 45 days.
Wow.
Yes, and Romania, and I chose Romania because it was also kind of close to him. He ended up coming to see me for 2 weeks,
Okay.
two of those 45 days. And we had a blast. We had so much fun. And it was just like, I can't say it was like being in prison, but it was just so sad for me to actually like, I was literally in like a prison, right? Like I was in quarantine.
Oh,
And I
yeah.
couldn't go back to him, right? Because I couldn't, of course, I couldn't be back if I really wanted to spend Christmas and New Year.
Yeah.
And so I was there and I was missing him and just like being away from him and the distance, right? Because when he left Miami in June and I didn't see him again until August.
Okay.
So, you know, we had about 62 days of not seeing each other. And I don't care what anybody says, but you really are not strong until you weather the storm of a long distance relationship, baby,
Yeah.
because what
They're
the
hard. They're hard.
hell? Not recommend.
Yeah.
It is. So yeah, I was in Romania. He came to visit me. And so I was by myself for 2 weeks. He came to visit me. And then, oh no, I'm sorry. I went to Cyprus first. So I went to Cyprus, which is also not a Schengen country.
Okay.
I went to London first because I was going back and forth to London to get my hair done because no one does sister locks in Italy, of course, right? So I
Yeah.
was flying back and forth to London to get my hair done. So I went to London to get my hair done. I was there for 3 days. I
Yeah.
flew to Cyprus for a week because I always wanted to visit Cyprus. I'm like, this is
Why
like a
not?
pretty cool country. Cyprus was absolutely amazing. So I
Yeah.
was there for a week by myself. And then I went to Romania for the last 4 weeks and I was
Okay.
there. And so it was really like 30 days in Romania, but 45 days outside of Italy
Yeah.
in total. And so it was so hard just being away from him. And like we had times where I was like crying because I'm just like, how do people do this? And I miss you. I want to see you. Like it's just not fair, you know, and just kind of like never questioning our relationship, right? But just more so questioning like, there has to be a way, like, you know, people fall in love with people from different countries all the time, you know, and it's just, it almost feels as if there's like this barrier that doesn't allow you to love anyone that is not the same citizenship as you,
Yeah.
right? So it's just like you literally have to love the person that's like in America with you and able to be in America with you because there's no way in hell that you can be with someone that's in Italy or France or Australia, right? And it's just so hard. But I'm looking forward to when we don't have to do distance. Like right now, we're doing distance as well until he comes to America.
Yeah.
So
Then how long will you
it's.
guys be in America for once he comes?
Yep. So we'll be here well, he'll be here for 3 months. So he's
Okay.
only able to be here as well for 90 days. So
Okay.
he'll be here for 90 days and then he'll
And
go back.
okay. And
Yeah.
then are you planning on moving to Italy or like have you guys like decided that?
So we talked about it. And this is like one of our biggest decisions, right? Now we're engaged. We have to figure out who's moving where. And we've talked a lot about it, right? Because there's just so many different. There's so many different levels to just moving whoever moves where, right? He's a family, like, let's be Italian people in general are just so family oriented. His entire family lives in Florence, like his entire family, right? We went to his mom and his dad's house and ate dinner maybe 4 times a week, right? We were there 4 times a week. His mom makes breakfast, lunch, dinner, everything for the family. And you just, oh my gosh, being there just made me love my family so much more, right? And love his family so much. And so there's just so many different, I don't know, America's so much different than Italy, right? I know if we lived in America, more opportunities in America, right? And then if we lived in Italy, I would get that just peaceful, simple, not have to worry about the, I need a nice car, or I need a big house, or I need this, I need to keep up with the Joneses, right? And that's really how it is living in America and Miami in general, right?
Especially Miami, yeah.
Versus, especially Miami, versus Italy, I mean, I could literally live off a little bit and still have an amazing life there, right?
They ride
And
scooters there. Like,
yeah, right. They ride scooters there, right? And I would have just such a simple life. And it would just be amazing to not think about the things that you think about when you're in America. Like, you go to America and you're working. You're literally working to live, right? Or you're living to work, or however you want to call it.
whatever
People are
it is,
literally working, yeah,
it's
like
not
60,
good.
70 hour work weeks, or 50 hour work weeks in America. Whereas, I mean, I literally remember working, because I was working remote. I literally remember working in Italy, of course, US time zone, so 4 p.m. until midnight. And I remember at like 4 o'clock seeing people at the restaurant across the street, like on 3 hour lunch breaks. I'm like, what the hell are these people doing? Like, what? I got on work. Like,
Well,
what?
Europeans are living life right.
Not as much emphasis put on to the same things that we put emphasis on here in America. So, to like, long story short, we have not made a decision on where yet.
Okay. Well, I look forward to when you guys figure that out. And I'm pushing for not America, because America is trash.
Every single one of my friends in America was like, girl, are you crazy? You better get the
Leave.
hell out of
You
here.
better fucking leave, okay? America's the worst. Even if y'all decide on like a compromise and go to like Canada or something, let's
Someone
just.
said that. Someone's like, meet halfway and go to like, Croatia or
Yeah.
something.
Just don't stay in America.
Literally.
It's just too
Yeah, literally.
much.
I can't imagine. And I mean, for me, if we were to live in America, it couldn't be Miami. There's no way in hell we'd be able to afford it. I could barely afford living here by myself, right? And it's and to raise a fam, I would never in the blue hell raise kids in Miami. Never. Never. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
Hell no.
it's a lot. So
Yeah.
what does he do for work for real? Is he really a server in Italy or?
No, he's not. He's not. Okay, so he's a taxi driver. And the funny thing about that is, of course, us shallow Americans are like, oh my God, taxi driver, what the hell is this
Does he
guy doing?
own the company?
Oh my, yeah. So what people don't realize is, like, taxi is the economy in Italy, right? So it is the mode of transportation in Italy. So he makes very good money, and he makes a very good living for himself in Italy, because it's his own business. He owns his own taxi license. He's very smart. And so he lives a pretty good life in Italy. So that's what he does there. And
Oh my gosh, I love it.
I love it.
So, I know you're back in America and working. So, were you able to, you said you were able to work while you were traveling?
I was.
Okay, that's good. Because I know some companies are like, where are you? What's your VPN?
I was contracting, so it didn't matter where I was. So
Perfect. I love that. Listen, if I could be a flight attendant from anywhere. So,
I
I love it. So, for those of you who have not seen the proposal, she did post a video on her Instagram. It was so
Yeah.
cute. Tommy like was inside this huge box.
I love him so much.
What did you think was inside the box? What did you think it was going to be?
Okay, first and foremost, we had agreed that we were literally just going to the courthouse. So I had absolutely no clue he was ever going to propose to me. Like, why would I even think we were going to get proposed? I mean, I was going to get proposed to after 8.5 months of dating him. But honestly, our relationship has gone, it's really felt like we've been together for years because of all that we've endured as long distance couples, right? Like, I met him. He moved into my house 2 weeks after we met. He was living with me for 2 months until he left for Italy. I went to Italy for 4 months. I was living with him. Then we were long distance, right? We've been long distance for, I mean, a couple, like 3 months in total of the months that we've been together. And, and it's just like, I know things have been going by fast, but it's like the feeling that I have with him. And I know I was like, you're still in the honeymoon phase. I'm like, okay, yeah. What I know people that are still in the honeymoon phase that have been together for years, right? And that's just, it's exactly what I aspire for our relationship to be. Like me, 10 years from now, still in the honeymoon phase, like still butterflies in my stomach whenever I see him, and just like giggly and just like, and that's how I am right now, and it's just, I had absolutely no clue. So they blindfolded me. And mind you, his entire family speaks Italian, right? So I've been there for 4 months and I was learning. I do know some Italian, so get at me, dog. I'm gonna be fluent in Italian by next year. By this time next year, hopefully. Not fluent, but conversational. And
That's all
so
good.
the first we played multiple games. The first game we played, right? So it was a huge family dinner for Christmas, which I'm the same way in my family. So it was nothing that I wasn't not used to. And it was probably like 25 people from his family that were at the house, which he had already told me would be that many people because that's how it is every single year. And so after we're done eating the big meal, we end up opening gifts. And so what the game that we played was you would pick up a gift. You would see who it belonged to, and you would act. It was like a charade. You wouldn't say who it belonged to. You would act out that person. So you would, let's say you picked up Ashley, and Ashley goes to the gym. You would act out yourself doing weights, so everyone could guess it was Ashley, right? And so I'm trying to do it, and I'm like, damn, okay, let me try to do this because I don't know everybody in this room. I do mine, and then so after that game, the next gift you open, they were like, okay, we're gonna play another game. And now this gift, the person that there's a huge jar, we're gonna pull out a name from the jar, right? And the person that we call is gonna come up to this chair. There's a chair right in the front where I was sitting. The chair's in the front, like the person's gonna come up in this chair and sit down, and then they're going to be blindfolded and handed another present. They're gonna open the present, they're gonna have to guess who that present belongs to. Everybody else is gonna be in the back. They have to turn around and you have to guess who gave you the gift. And so I'm like, oh damn, this is kind of crazy. I don't even understand it. But I'm like, I hope. I hope I don't get called first because I have absolutely no freaking clue what she's talking about. Right? Imagine she's speaking Italian. So I'm also having to get translated from one of his cousins because his ass told me. So everyone's opening gifts. He tells me, babe, I freaking forgot your gift on the kitchen counter. And I'm like, oh no, because I had given him the gifts that I bought him. I was like, babe, it doesn't matter. I'm like, we live 5 minutes away from your parents' house. I can open the gifts later tomorrow. I don't care about like Christmas and opening, like I don't care about the opening Christmas gifts on Christmas Day, Eve, whatever. And he was like, no, babe, I have to. You got me these amazing gifts. I gotta go get your gift. I'll be right back. So that's when he left. That's when he
Oh,
left.
he's like gone.
He's gone. Like he's gone. And then his mom introduced this new game, and I'm having to be the translated with his cousin who also speaks like more Italian than English. So I'm like, she's speaking English slash Italian. And I'm like, okay, all right, I'm gonna try to get
You're
this
like,
game because
what?
I have no idea what's going on. And then so the jar, his mom ends up handing the jar to his little cousin who's only 9 years old. So he's like innocent. I knew he didn't have anything. Like I could never have guessed. That, you know what I'm saying? And so he picks out the name. He's like, Lena. And I'm like, I just remember thinking, I don't know what the hell she said that we're doing, but whatever. So I go up. They tell me they're gonna blindfold me and then they're gonna give me the gift. I gotta guess who the hell gave me the gift. So they blindfold me. I see absolutely nothing. So when they brought in that big ass present, I couldn't see it. I couldn't see anything. I just hear them talking, right? And I'm just like, okay, keep your eyes closed. Da, 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 da. So they unblindfold me and I look and I'm like, what the hell is this? The muzzle had told me he was gonna get me a scooter, right? He told me, I'm gonna buy you a scooter. And so I mean, I don't know what it, kind of box this the scooter come in a box. I don't even know, right? So I
No
could still get
idea.
no clue. So I'm just like, okay, what the hell? And so his mom hands me this card. And the card, Basically, it was in Italian, of course. So I'm sitting here having to read it. It's like, read it out loud. I'm like, damn, okay, hold on. Said, close your eyes. When you open your eyes again, you'll get all that you've desired. I'm like,
Okay.
what the hell? I'm like, what does this mean? Okay. So they was like, okay. And they end up telling me, Marlena, close your eyes. When you open your eye, like, and when you're ready, tell us you're ready and we'll open the gift. And I was like, okay. So I held my hands, and that's why in the video you can probably see me with the blindfold, and then you can see me doing this because I had a card I had to read. So I closed my eyes, and they like tell me like when you're ready, say, you know, sono pronta means basically I'm ready. And I say, okay, I'm ready. They was like, ready, Lena? Are you ready? Say, sono pronta. Okay, sono pronta, sono pronta. Okay, whatever. And they're like, okay, open your eyes, open your eyes. And I was like, and I see Tommaso. I'm like, what the hell? And I'm just like, and then he hands me some flowers. So I'm like, oh, babe, thank you. I still has not hit me because he also wasn't down on one knee. He was squatting. He
Right.
was like, so I'm just like, I'm not thinking he's down on one knee, right? He's doing it wrong. Engagement ring balloon that never flew up from the package, so it never hit me. I'm sitting here like,
What
what's going
happened to
on?
it?
It was still in the box when they lifted the box. It was still in the box, so it
Oh,
wasn't
okay.
until it wasn't until his sister grabbed it from the box and put it next to him that I was like, wait a minute, hold on, wait, whoa, what's going on? What's going on? And that's when he starts saying, Lena, you're my best friend. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on? What's going on? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? He ends up saying his little speech. You're my best friend. You're my partner. His dog is like walking back and forth, and I could tell that he's losing focus.
I
And then
love
on
it.
top of that, like, I know he's super nervous. His family doesn't understand what he's saying because he's speaking English to me. And he's like, he ends up saying, you know, I would want you maybe to be my wife. And I'm like, damn, what do you mean, maybe? And then
Maybe.
that's when he pulls out the ring and he says, Marlena Wesch, will you marry me? And I'm like, oh my God. And
Oh, I love it.
it was amazing.
It was
It
so cute watching it. It was so
was
truly just, I enjoyed every second of it. I love love. I love Black women finding love.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so you guys are working out where you're gonna move to. Have you guys set a date yet?
Oh my gosh. We have not. Okay, so we're like conflicted. I mean, I'm not really conflicted. I really don't care. I do care. But when you think about how much money a wedding costs, it's like, are you serious? For that amount of money, if we lived in Italy, we could take that $20,000, $30,000 and put it towards a really cute farmhouse, you know, and like I would much rather do that. But then I also know I would be the first child in my family of five kids to be actually an actual wedding, right? My oldest brother's married, but he didn't have a wedding. And he had a very similar situation. My sister-in-law is Filipino, and they did like their 90-day fiance type of situation. So it's very, very similar situation. And so
Oh, your family's
we
going to be United Nations up in here. I
Oh
love
no, 100%. Yeah, 100%, you know? And so my sister's boyfriend is Sudanese.
Oh my gosh,
So it's like,
I
yeah, it's everywhere, right?
love
And
it.
so basically we are going to be married in the next couple months, like legally married in the next couple months. It's we're leaning towards next month, legally. And then an actual wedding, I'm wanting it because for me, I'm like, once we're married, I don't think I care anymore, right? It's like, why the hell? I'm like, so for me, and I tell him all the time, I'm like, if we legally get married next month and we don't have a wedding this year, I will not care about it next year. I 100% will not care to have a wedding next year.
Well, they you know
So,
they say weddings are for the families. Weddings
yeah.
are for your friends and family to just come celebrate you and just be happy with you. A real marriage, though, like that day, who fucking cares? And so
That's what
you know.
I
It's like you get married for the pictures, for the memories. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference to your marriage.
Literally, I literally felt the same exact way. But I mean, I would absolutely love and adore an Italian wedding. Like, let's be honest. So we are shopping venues right now, and I just like, how do people plan weddings and have full-time jobs? Because there's no way in hell. Like I worked a full day today. I got off at 6 o'clock. I went in at 8, got off at 6. And what I did at work today, I absolutely had no time to do anything in between wedding-wise. So I'm just like, there's no like, how the hell? Like, how do people do
So
this?
apparently you're supposed to have already planned your wedding from a little girl, and then
Ah,
you just
yeah,
like hand
literally.
everything over to an actual wedding planner, and then you're done, I guess.
Right. I mean,
My
if
best
I had
friend, my best friend got married 10 years ago, and when I was helping her with stuff, I kind of started doing my own a little bit too on the side, just like, okay, yeah, oh my God, like a wedding playlist. Who? What do you mean? I had to like pick out songs. The DJ didn't just play shit. Like, what are you talking about?
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, so like
I'm
my
just gonna
Pinterest,
Spotify
yes,
wedding playlist. That's it.
literally, I have a Pinterest board that's like, if I decide to get married one day, here's things, but it's like 10 years old at this point. I don't even know if I would like want any of that. But it's like, yeah, you're supposed to start planning this forever ago, and you just like hand off your plans to someone and they make your dreams come true. So
Right. I wish I could have my dream $100,000 wedding. Like, come on, let's be
right?
honest.
That's why I'm like, can we get Bachelor to sponsor this in some way?
Can
Like,
we please?
what do we need to do?
Can someone
Yeah.
slide into my DMs and tell me that, okay, we'll pay for the food. Just pay for the food. Can I just get a caterer? Because that's the most expensive thing right now.
Listen, we can at least get the alcohol. Like, come on, there's
Okay,
ways.
yes. And Italy, it's so different though. So their open bar is not throughout the wedding. It's after the dinner. So you
Okay.
have your welcome drink, which is your champagne, more than likely, right? Or your Aperol spritz. Then you have your, you sit down, you get your plated salad or whatever. And then you go to the, I think it's the first course. And then you actually have your main course. And then you go with your dessert and then open bar. So I'm like, wait. I talked to one of the, she was like, I don't even know, a venue, one of the people at the venue. And she's like, no, the open bar starts after you're done with your dessert. And I'm like, well, so you're not fucked up when you're eating your salad?
And
Like,
stuff,
what?
yeah. You know what though? That's probably really smart because so I went to my cousin's wedding and it was open bar the whole time. That line, baby, like
I'm
the servers were getting annoyed at people because they were like, sit down,
sure.
we're trying to serve you, and we don't know who's where. They were so annoyed and people were getting so drunk. Like, yeah. And so I actually think that that is probably smarter. And then that way there's not too much on the table because they give you they give you the champagne, they do all those things. So I that I listen, Europeans. They be
Yeah,
thinking.
they're smart. Sure.
Yes.
We don't think that
We're just like alcohol. Want
much.
it, need it, gotta have it. Yeah, so I like that. I will try to remember that should I ever have to plan that day. Is like
There
let
you go.
the
You
bar.
will. You will. Wishful. This is your year.
Yeah.
This is
Well,
your year.
you know what? For the longest time, I never wanted to get married because I was like, why? Like, what is the point?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, my family don't have a lot of great examples of good, successful marriages, So I love my family. I love the women in my family are all strong as hell, like super independent. And so it's like, why do I need that? And I've been in poly relationships for the last 2.5 years, and like, I'm great. Like, I've been taken care of. But it was last year, the guy I was dating, I started wanting that and started realizing I do want a family. I do want these things. So I am putting it out there now. Like, I definitely do want those things for me. I'm still on the fence about an actual wedding because I just like I agree. $20,000, I can put that in my
Crazy.
house. Like, let's go,
Crazy.
yeah. So it is kind of crazy, but at the same time, I would be the same as you. I would be the first of my dad's kids to actually have a real
A
wedding.
wedding,
So
right? Right.
yeah, we'll see. I'm still hoping my sister and her baby daddy make it happen.
Come on, sister.
No pressure. Yeah, so I am on the apps, trying to see what happens. I've met a lot of good connections, so we'll see. I'll keep you posted. We'll
There
see.
you go. There you go. Cannot wait. Cannot
I'm
wait.
excited. Dating is so fun. I
It's
think
ghetto.
it,
It's
well,
ghetto.
it's both.
Ghetto. Do not recommend. 10-10.
Okay, let me rephrase. First date, like going on those first dates. I love that. That is so much fun for me. You just go out, you get some drinks,
Yes.
some food. It's fun. It's the
Yeah.
after that's real fucking ghetto. It's real trash. It's real. I
Right.
don't like this. It's
Again.
terrible. So we'll see how long I last. Because I have a short, a very short temper. My
Same. My poor man. I'll be having to tell my babe, it's okay. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Like
Sorry.
we talked about trying to like not be so critical. So I met this guy on my birthday. He was the chef at the restaurant we went to for my birthday, right? My birthday was
Great.
22nd, so that wasn't that long
Wait,
ago.
the Italian guy in Milan?
No. This was my
Okay.
friend's recent birthday. I was sick my birthday, so I stayed in Atlanta, but we went out and the chef there, amazing restaurant. The food was so good. The whole night he'd been hitting on me, came and helped take pictures of me and my friends. So I gave him my Instagram. We've been chatting.
I'm not
I
giving him
had a
my
trip.
Instagram.
I'm such a millennial. Like, although that's more of a Gen Z thing. I'm not usually that person, but I was like, I don't know. Like, let's just feel this out. So I'm a flight attendant, right? So I had a trip to Paris, and he texted me, like, asked me what I was up to. I was like, I'm headed to Paris. And he was like, why? What's in Paris? I was like, a lot? Like, what do you mean? Like, it just,
Right.
what do you mean?
Right.
What's in
What?
Paris? So I like immediately got the ick, like, oh,
Oh, yeah, you're not a traveler, are you,
yeah, do you have a
honey?
passport, baby? Like, I don't genuinely care if someone has a passport or not, but I want you to either want one or have a desire to travel. And to
Yeah.
me, asking, like, what's in Paris is like,
Yeah.
you,
Exactly.
that's weird. That's a weird question.
You don't expand your palate, your
Yeah.
taste palate, your travel palate,
Right.
your every
And
palate.
yeah, and he
No.
wasn't even like, oh wow, that's so cool. Like, have fun. He was just like, why? Okay.
No, yeah. How old was he?
He's 2 years younger than me. So I just turned 37. He's 35. And he's been
Okay.
married before. So, like, he's actually, if I was looking at people who I should be dating, he would be someone because he's been married before. He just realized there wasn't enough passion in that relationship and he wanted more. So I that kind of interested me in him is like, oh, he really is looking for passion. He's looking
Yeah.
for something deeper. But I need someone who can match my level of
Oh,
intelligence
yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
conversation
I
skills.
feel that. I feel that.
Yeah. Because to me, like, that's all
Right.
that's conversation skills is really a talent.
Yeah.
And being able to talk to someone about anything and not letting the conversation just die off, that's a skill.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, 100%. 100%.
That's a skill. And so
100%.
if you are the kind of person that you ask yes or no questions and you give yes or no answers, you don't know how to continue a conversation. And that's not fun for me. That's not fun for most people. I feel like most people feel this way. And whether or not they realize it or not, like that's what kills a conversation when you give those type of like one word answers or ask one sided type of questions. So that's something I've been like really looking into lately in terms of like dating apps and things and what works and what doesn't. And I'm quick so on Bumble, I have been they give like the prompted questions you can ask. So I've been doing that a lot lately to try to see like how creative guys are, right? Because I want someone who's creative, who's funny, who is putting some effort into it,
Yes, that's important. I mean,
Yes.
but some people do really put effort on Bumble because it's like, listen, I don't even have time. I'm just trying to swipe away, see what you're like. Yeah, I get it. I get it. I see it both ways. I see it
Yeah.
both ways when
I
it comes
do too,
to
and
dating.
don't get me wrong. I went on a really great first date with a guy who literally only had pictures one time. I did like you. I was like, fuck it, he's real cute. Let's just see what happens, So I'm not saying that all like there's a rule to everything. Like there's always the exception, right? But for the most part, there are very like telltale signs of is this gonna be someone that I'm even compatible with? And how you answer those prompted questions is definitely a telltale sign. Like you get like, what is the one I
100%.
just did? I just did one that was like, okay, you've had two drinks of wine. What's on your mind? Like, what are you thinking? What are your thoughts? And his answer was like, it depends. Am I if I'm alone or if I'm by, or if I'm with someone? And I was like, that's not an answer.
Okay,
that's
all
half.
right, sir.
Right, that's half an answer. And like, give the full thing.
Right. What
Okay,
happens?
what? Right. So if you're alone, what is yours on your mind? If you're with someone, what's on your mind? I feel like they're both sexual, to be honest. Like the way that
Yes. And I hate guys that allude to sexual
exactly too soon.
risk. Yes, I don't
Yeah.
like that.
So that was like, okay, you can't even say it. That also is a turn off. Like either go there or don't beat around the bush. And
Right.
it just was weird. My answer, what did I say? I said, I'm wondering if real thugs still get down on the floor and will my knees I was like, and will my knees let me do it? He was cracking up laughing at my answer. I was drunk when I was writing it. So I'm like, real dumb. But like your answer was just lame. And so I even tried to pull it out. I was like, okay, I'm gonna give him a chance. I'm gonna give him a chance. I'm trying to pull it out of him. And I was like, okay, well, what does it depend on? And he said something else lame. I was like, unmatched. I can't even like this is
Oh, no, unmatched. That's hurtful. In
Yeah.
the
Because if I have to pull something out of you, that feels like you don't really want to be talking,
where'd
right?
she go? I feel you. Yeah, I feel
And
you.
like, why do I have to waste my time? I had a lot of matches
Yeah,
the
I feel that.
other night. So, so anyway, let this be. I don't know if any straight hetero single men listen to my podcast, but if you do, if you are a cis straight hetero male listening to this podcast and you're looking to date women, try harder. DM
Yes.
me. We can talk about how to set up your profile in a way. Like we'll get
Please.
those right
Yeah.
swipes. Or you might get
Yes.
lucky and a beautiful girl like Marlena might just give you a chance
I
because you're
might
good.
give you an opportunity, but not
Yeah.
anymore. I
Yeah,
didn't
no, not anymore,
even
not anymore. But
have
even Chelsea said like, unless you're fine as hell, like you gotta be fine, fine, fine. Like your picture is
Right.
gonna be like, damn, is he a model? Because I am too. Like,
Yes, I love it. I love it. I
yes,
love
yes.
it.
And I hate to break it to y'all, but like at least 60% of y'all are not models. So
No, not at
like.
all.
Not at all. And like, don't get me wrong, I'm not a model either. It's fine. Like, we're not judging, but that's why I have a profile that is filled out. So I'm saying, like, do the same, guys. Put some effort into it. Take better pictures, better angles. Like, why pictures down here? Guys love to hold their camera down here
Yeah.
and take a picture like they're in their phone.
We have the self timer now on the iPhones.
You
You just literally
don't even have to do this with the
put it
like,
on yourself.
yeah.
Put it on yourself like I do.
You know what? You know what? You know what? Invest in a stand.
Actually need to do that now. Now that you said that, I'm gonna go on Amazon after this
Yes.
and get me a stand.
I have an amazing one, and sometimes I do forget about it. Don't get me wrong, but like if I want to have a full body picture, I go grab that thing
There
because
you
yeah,
go. There you go.
and it sucks whenever I look really cute when I'm traveling on a layover and I can't like sometimes hotels are hard. Like it's really hard sometimes.
Yes.
It's annoying, but the lighting in hotels is what I normally struggle with, and I can't travel with my ring light, unfortunately.
Mean, yeah, that's
Yeah.
very true.
Although,
Very
you know
true.
what? I feel like influencers have those travel things. I just need to like do more research. We'll figure that out.
I've seen influencers like literally on the prowl, and it's crazy to see them. And they have no shame. Okay. They will be out in the open with their stand because they have nobody to record them. They will put the little stand up, and they don't care. People staring. And I'm like, I need that confidence.
Yes.
I don't care about anything else, but it's the confidence for me to literally have everyone staring at you, like, what the? And laughing at you. And you're like, I'm getting to this bag, baby. Okay. I got time for
I
none of
guess
y'all.
if listen, if I was making that kind of money off of it, then yeah, maybe I
Same.
wouldn't care either.
Same. Okay,
Did you
same.
see there was this black male, and I guess he's an influencer, I don't know, but he was basically like videoing himself grocery shopping and then coming home and cooking. And it was such a mixed bag of like people being like, this dude really set up his camera in several different aisles. And like, and it was like, well, he's an in that's how he makes money. Like,
Yes, literally.
I'm not mad at this adorable black man making money and showing us him grocery shopping and cooking. Like,
Who
I
wants to be working at a desk for 8 hours? Okay. All I gotta do is not all I gotta do, because that's a lot of work to be an influencer,
it's a
honestly.
lot of work. It's a lot of
Like,
work. Like,
but I would rather, yeah.
even running this page by myself, it's exhausting. And like, I went through a lot last year, mentally, physically, emotionally, and I had to take a break because like, it is a lot to curate content, create it, make sure that it can't get stolen from you. Like, it's a lot.
Yes.
So yeah, I couldn't imagine creating brand new content like with myself having to be in every like what? I have to put makeup on. I have to like be cute. My hair. I gotta redo twist my locks and things. Like, what are
Yes.
we talking about?
Yes.
It's a lot.
Yes.
It's a
Right.
lot. So that is not a desire I truly have, but I do. I wouldn't mind, being able to grow this platform more for my reality TV platform. So that is one thing that I can, commit to. But the content creation of like me, no, absolutely not.
No, I get it. I feel it.
So now that you're getting married, so we're not going to be doing any more dating shows, but are
Yeah.
there still any reality shows you would consider doing?
Maybe 90 Day
Okay. Listen,
Fiancé.
I know some people over on that
I
network.
know. So, I mean, but it would have to be, well, I guess, yeah, it could be either or. It could be 90 Day Fiancé or 90 Day the other way, right? I
The
mean,
other
because
way,
you don't know. You don't
that would
know.
I would prefer you do
Yeah,
that.
and everyone's like, I would prefer you do that one. So no, I would do that. I would do that.
I'm
And
trying to.
I would literally do Squid Games. Oh my, actually, no. After watching Squid Games, I probably could not do it, because good gosh, I watched Squid Games. I first of all, huge fan of the original,
Yeah.
and then it became a game show, and I
Yeah.
was like, are you kidding me?
Yes.
I was on the edge of my, I was literally every single time a new episode came on, I'm literally like at the edge of my bed, like, no. And
Yeah.
they did such a damn good job at how they just produced it, directed it, and everything was so perfect, because you never knew. You really had absolutely no clue who was
Okay.
going to win.
Okay.
Usually, like Bachelor, you kind of have like a, okay, all right, we already know Susie's ass is winning, right? Like, I love you, Susie.
No
Right?
shade
Like,
to Susie. This
right,
is
like you
the Susie
already
Fan
knew.
Podcast. Susie Fan
You
Podcast.
already know based on how it's like filmed, right? But they literally would like close up on people that you really like. Okay, yeah, they for sure gonna be like the final three eliminated. You're like, what? It was so damn good. I loved
Okay,
it.
you just convinced me. I wish I had known you had watched it. I would have binged it these last few days. Because, like, girl, let me tell you. So I had set a book goal for myself for last year, and due to like personal stuff happening, I was so behind. So literally all November and December, I just was reading. I was just trying to hit my book goal. So I like turned off the TV. I only finished
I need to do that.
Bachelor.
I need to do
Yes,
that.
I only finished Bachelor. I was watching a lot of stuff, and I was like, ah, sorry,
Yeah,
gotta
you
like
need to do
get
that.
through this. But so I'm behind on everything. So that's what I'm about to do. I like I said, I just got
Squid
injured at
Games.
work.
Watch Squid Games. You're
Okay,
gonna
I'm about
literally be like, I could not even believe it. I could not even believe
Yes, and I
it.
had to
And
avoid like
these
I
two
was.
girls with sister locks too, so
Yes.
I
Oh, yay.
absolutely loved them.
Okay, yeah, I had been avoiding spoilers the whole time. I'd be like, a Squid Games, huh? Move away.
Yes, it's so
So
good.
I'm gonna go
Please.
binge watch it and I will text you as soon as I finish.
Please do. Please do. Thank
I
you.
absolutely can't wait to just continue to watch your wedding planning. I hope that you keep us in the loop.
I
That's
will.
definitely like an influencer thing. So,
I
Marlena, thank you so much for joining me. Go ahead and drop the social handles for the people who
Yes.
aren't following
Yes.
you.
Yes. So I'm just gonna give you guys our page because who cares about my personal page? Don't even
Oh, you
follow me no more.
started a couples page?
Yes, I
Okay.
don't even post anything on my other page anymore. Like I'm going to be like kind of disconnected on there and more so
Yeah.
focused on our couple page because I have just so many pictures of him and I versus just me by myself.
Yes.
So follow us on Tommy and Lena. So TOMMY and Lena, and it's on Instagram. So follow us there. We'll have some fun content for you guys there.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. I will definitely do that and I will add that in the show notes so you can just click it easily. Thank you so much for coming to talk to me, Lena. It's always a pleasure.
Was such a nice time talking to you, girl. Have a great night.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining me, and a special shout out to my guests. All of their social media and page info can be found in the show notes. If you liked what you heard, please like, subscribe, and follow this podcast and my Instagram page at kickingitwith_Rae. That's RAE. Theme song was created by Chad Milner, and producing and editing was all done by me. See you next week.